Good evening again, ladies and gentlemen. Bonsoir. Me voilà de retour. I just realized that I forgot to introduce myself when I spoke to you earlier on. I'm Louise d'Anjou. Je suis Louise d'Anjou et j'anime cette soirée. So we will start without delay. We will start our bursary student recognition event. And I would ask Mr. André Costopoulos to come up on stage to say a few words about this initiative.
Bonsoir tout le monde. Est-ce que tout le monde m'entend là? Oui? OK, good. Let me open by welcoming you first. Bienvenue tout le monde à l'Université McGill, bienvenue à Montréal, bienvenue à notre projet, au magnifique événement qui a été organisé par le projet et aussi par les membres de l'équipe ici qui sont dirigés par Mireille Marcille. Je pense qu'on doit un bel applaudissement aux gens qui ont travaillé très, très fort pour organiser l'événement aujourd'hui. And let me start by saying that one of the most pleasant things I've had to do this year in my job is actually to read the applications for this particular concours, for this particular set of bursaries. It was motivating, it was inspiring. It reminded me why I got into this business of education in the first place. It reminded me why I teach and also why I spend time doing other pleasant things like negotiating with a ministry or an agency or trying to make peace between Health Canada and Quebec City, or, you know, pleasant things like that that make this particular evening possible. And really, I was extremely impressed by the caliber of the applications, first of all. And I think everyone who read them on the project will agree with me. This is a project that is actually very dear to me, this part of it, this set of bursaries. Because one of the lessons that we learned in phase one of the project, in terms of retention, was that people in the communities are the ones who know who wants to be in their community. And they are the ones who know what their community's needs are. And so that was a lesson that we learned sort of the hard way, I have to say, in the first phase of the project. And when it came time to plan for the second phase, when we were thinking retention, we were thinking training of young people, some of them a bit less young, I have to say, but enthusiastic people who want to make a difference in their community, who have the motivation to get training and to bring it back to their community. There's nothing better for me than to participate in that, because it makes a difference in communities and in individuals' lives. It enriches people through education, and enriching people enriches communities as well. So I'm extremely happy to be here to give out these bursaries. Everyone worked really hard at getting them. I know all the community organizations worked hard, people in the agencies worked hard, people in the project worked hard, and the applicants, of course, have been working hard and will continue to work hard on their training and will continue to make a difference in their community. So I'm very, very happy to be here, and I wish you all a nice rest of the evening. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Christopoulos. You will stay with us on stage, since we're going to start you're going to stay here, the ceremony. First of all, I'd like to say that we are extremely happy to tell you that 18 out of 20 bursary students have responded saying that they would be here tonight. This is an extraordinary number, considering that it's the end of the school year, that there's a student protest movement going on in the city, and that some of you are coming from far away. I don't know if all the 18th have made it tonight, but we had gotten 18 yes answers from the bursary students.
Question is, are they staying for the demonstration on Thursday?
That's true.
Show of hands, no?
I would also like to tell you how we're going to proceed. We will follow, first of all, the order of the Région administrative du Québec. So we will start with Côte-Nord and finish with Montérégie. We will first call a representative from one of McGill's professional schools to come on stage, and then ask a representative from a from the first community network of the region to come on stage, and then we will call each bursary one by one to come and receive her certificate. André will give the certificate to the representative from the community association, who will then give it to the bursary itself.